This is it. We've got an Amex Platinum Pro on our hands, ladies and gentlemen. We haven't seen anyone relax like this before in the Centurion Lounge. Is he connecting to complimentary Wi-Fi? Oh, my. Look at that. He is. And you will not believe where he's going next. The Amex dedicated card member entrance for the win. Unbelievable.
When you get travel perks with Amex Platinum, you're part of the action. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
As you may have realized, I watch a lot of sports. That's why I like Prime Video. It has all my sports in one app, like the National Women's Soccer League, included with Prime. Plus, you can buy Premier Boxing or stream the NHL and NBA playoffs on Max with the Bleacher Report Sports add-on, or add Paramount Plus for the Masters on CBS. Prime Video. It's all your favorite sports in one place. Restrictions apply. Prime membership required for add-on subscriptions. See amazon.com/AmazonPrime for details.
You are listening to The Dan Patrick Show on Fox Sports Radio.
Thanks for listening to The Dan Patrick Show podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday morning, 9 to noon Eastern, or 6 to 9 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for The Dan Patrick Show at foxsportsradio.com, or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR, or stream us live on the Peacock app. We made it to a Friday, and it's a meat Friday at that. King's Hawaiian is in the house.
Stop it.
Chef Greg is here. I don't even know some of the items on the menu. Now, they're all sliders, just to let you know. We have the carne asada slider. We have the Fog City slider. And we have the Milford Man Cave Lobster Slider.
No.
Yeah, we do. But I don't know some of these words. I don't speak Spanish. Guajillo. Dusted ribeye. Blistered something. Venezuelan avocado sauce. Salsa criollo. And then that's on the King's Hawaiian pretzel slider bun. The Fog City slider, smoked turkey, arugula, bacon, peppers, Havarti, excuse me.
Havarti's a lovely type of
yeah,
cheese.
Havarti's great.
Green goddess slaw, that's on the original King's Hawaiian rolls. The Milford Man Cave lobster slider, it's Maine lobster, Bernaise sauce, crispy potatoes. And that's on the original slider bun.
Nobody.
Get out of here.
No one.
Holy
Who
smokes.
Who has it better than we do?
Nobody.
Seton couldn't find the game last night. He's flipping through. Where's this game?
Look, I understand that my brain is not always functioning at the highest level. But I turned on, I'm scrolling through, like, you know, Hulu, where I'm like, where the hell is this game? And then I look, and on Fox, they have the Mets were on, and I was just like, is it blacked out here because the Mets are on? But that's crazy. Why wouldn't it be on there? It took me a solid, 10 minutes. And then I look, I'm like, I swear there was a game tonight, and I see it's like in the first quarter.
Yeah.
Like, what the hell is going on? Oh, that's right. I forgot Amazon is a thing.
Yes.
It's just not a TV destination all the time.
No, it's not.
Gotta admit.
Yep. Yeah, Paulie.
Can we create some type of like app for a smart TV that you input your settings? Like I watch football. I watch college football. I watch NFL. And your TV just, when it's kickoff, it turns on and goes to that game in whatever room you designate it to. So like if you're running late, let's say you're coming back and you want to pick up some wings and some beer. You walk in, you're like, oh, I got to get it on Amazon. It's going to take me 2 minutes. It's already on. That can't be that hard to do, can it?
Well, it's kind of like websites. If you go to them and then all of a sudden they remind you that, hey, we got a new sale going on.
Right.
You know, Zappos, you want new shoes. And then you'd be like, oh, okay, that's nice. They reminded me that maybe you could come up with an app that would be like, we want to help you out. If you want to watch football, here you go. We'll turn the TV on for you. Yeah, Seton.
Speaking of Amazon, I might as well just get all the gripes out now.
Oh, boy.
Somebody's got to fix the damn sound on that broadcast. It's awful.
Yeah. Uh-oh. Yeah.
It is awful.
Yeah.
Like, doesn't anybody, you pay all this money for that game and you can't hear that? It sounds like crap.
Yeah.
There's no atmosphere. You got no crowd sound. The mics are all over the place. It's terrible.
Yeah. My wife walked by as I'm watching and she goes, what's wrong with the TV? I go, it's not the TV. It's those who are producing the stuff that goes on the TV. Yeah, Paulie.
I can't put my finger on it. I love Herb Street. I love Al Michaels. But when I have the game on, you ever have like your stereo in your car and you have it, you know, the bass and the treble set and somehow it gets reset and everything's reset to like medium.
Medium.
And you're like, where's the highs? Where's the lows? It has that feeling. But Seton, is that what you're feeling?
Yeah. It's like not dynamic or something.
Yeah.
You know, it's just like, and to me, the crowd noise is an integral part of getting the atmosphere, and there is zero there. It feels like they're a million miles away from the game.
And that was my complaint last year with it, that they were missing the fullness of the broadcast. That's, you know, when you tune in and it sounds like you're there, or they want to try to, you know, invite you in so it feels like, man, I'm right there. And the way, you know, these TVs are in surround sound, it should be great. It should, you know, almost feel like you're part of, you know, the fan base watching this.
Yeah.
And I didn't have that last year. Yeah, see.
And especially because people's home TV setups have really, like, gotten much more premium or something. You know what I mean? Like, the home experience is so good that you have to capture that there. If lots of people have surround sound or things like that. You know what I mean?
Well, we've created the atmosphere that's that is so good that you don't even have to go to a game.
Yeah.
That it's with the sound of it, the TVs, the quality, that it's almost a better experience sometimes when you're sitting at home. Yes, Paulie.
It's also hard to tell at home whether it's how they're miking up the field and miking up the crowd and the announcers, or it's the delivery of Amazon to our homes. Because, you know, when I listen to a game on ABC, those college football games, it's thunderous. The crowd noise almost overwhelms Fowler sometimes in a good way. And it's hard to tell what's going on there.
By the way, I mentioned it's a Meat Friday and King's Hawaiian is here. They are cooking on the Traeger Grills, Flat Rock, Flat Top Grill, and stock up for game day. Traeger.com, get unbelievable flavor with Traeger. You can get all the flavors they have, everything. They got specials on right now, up to 15% off select accessories for military members. Also, their grills on sale. Start shopping for grilling essentials at Traeger.com. All right, 877-3DP-SHOW. Tyler's standing by to take your phone calls. Email address, dp@danpatrick.com. Twitter handle at dp-show. Say good morning to those watching on Peacock. Thank you for downloading the app and also radio affiliates around the country. Sign up for the newsletter. Close to 80,000 of you have signed up for this newsletter, and they recap the show. They do a wonderful job. Rob and Mario, every single day at 6 Eastern, they send it into your inbox. DanPatrick.com, and put in your email address, and they'll take care of everything after that. Play of the day coming up, poll question, stat of the day. Stat of the day brought to you, as always, by Panini America, the official trading cards of the Dan Patrick Show. I think we're close to 400 Krappensburg State T-shirts that we have sold. Of course, we've sold 400 Krappensburg State T-shirts.
Let's go crap you.
And I was wondering, did we make a mistake and not call it the University of Krappensburg? So it'd be UCrap or Crap U, but it's Krappensburg State, and it's the Dukies of Krappensburg State.
You crap, we crap, all crap.
Yeah,
workshopping.
But you can go to danpatrick.com. All the T-shirts that we have, including Please Redrink Sponsibly, that's sneaky good. I hadn't even been drinking when I said it that morning. Please re-drink responsibly.
Yeah.
Yes, Paul.
Why do some schools go like, is it CU, Colorado?
Yes.
But it's not Colorado University. It's University of Colorado. But you hear them go, let's go CU. But if you go to their website, it's the it's University of Colorado.
But I'd always heard it as CU.
And Rock Chalk, Jayhawk, you know, It's always KU.
KU.
But it's University of Kansas. It's not Kansas University, I don't think.
But it's KU.
Right. But I'm checking.
Okay. Yes, yes, Tom.
And what is Cincinnati is UC? Is that what they abbreviate it that way?
University of Cincinnati.
And then if you have UC, then you have UC Irvine and UC all the other California schools.
It's University of Kansas, but we call them KU.
Okay. And then University of Colorado, but we call it CU?
Correct.
All right.
Back to you.
Thank you, Paul. It's the little things that bother us today. And nothing should be bothering us. Sun's out, guns out, buns out. Kings Hawaiian.
Why is it BYU when it's BYU?
No. Niners handled the Giants last night. Man, I struggled to watch that one. Like, all right, 3-3. All right, maybe something's interesting that's going to happen. And then all of a sudden, the Niners acted like the Niners, and the Giants acted like the Giants. The Giants have allowed 98 points so far. They have generated zero turnovers, takeaways. Since 1960, there's only one team that's allowed more points through three games without a takeaway. That would be the 1998 Detroit Lions.
Ow! Start of the day! Start of the day! Start of the day! Start of the day! This is the start of the day!
Woo! Stat of the day brought to you by Panini America, the official trading cards of the Dan Patrick Show. The other big news yesterday, the Cowboys lost their talented cornerback, Trayvon Diggs, tore his ACL, out for the rest of the season. And if you're looking at an impact player, yes, we talk about Micah Parsons, and rightfully so. But since coming into the league in 2020, Diggs has 18 interceptions. That's tied for the most over that span. Also, dangerous when he does pick off a pass. He has 203 interception return yards, third most over that same time frame. Also, it felt like they were throwing at him when he first got into the league, and now they don't throw at him. You know, Deion, I think, won Defensive Player of the Year one year, and he had maybe six interceptions, but they probably threw his way 10 times. Darrell Revis, you know, when you look at his interception numbers, they stopped throwing his way. So when you see somebody who has a lot of interceptions, I always wonder, why did they keep throwing your way to allow you to get 50 or 60 interceptions? With Deion, it was like, we're not going on that side of the field. Or Darrell Revis. And Trayvon Diggs, not in that same category. But that's a big loss. You know, when you start to look at some of the receivers that you're going to be facing, week five, the Niners with Debo and Brandon Ayuk and George Kittle. Chargers, Keenan Allen in week six, Mike Williams. Week eight, maybe Cooper Kupp is back. Eagles in week nine, A.J. Brown, Devontae Smith. Week 13, DK Metcalf, Tyler Lockett. You know, everybody has two receivers. A.J. Brown, Devontae Smith with the Eagles. They play the Dolphins. Tyreek Hill, Jalen Waddle. That's a big loss because they've been leading with their defense. Their defense has been dominating and maybe the best defense so far, but now with Trayvon Diggs out, that is a huge loss for that team. All right, what's poll question we're going to go with today, Seton?
We got a Pauly special here. Oh. NFC, who you got? Poll
Ooh.
Question.
Ooh.
Your options are 49ers, Cowboys, Eagles, other.
If I'm picking today, I got to factor in Trayvon Diggs getting hurt. Or I would take the Cowboys. Brock Purdy looks good. Offense, defensive line is good. They have depth. You know, they've somehow managed to be, you know, still great, and they whiffed on Trey Lance. They have money, but they stumbled into Brock Purdy. Imagine if they let him go and they got him in free agency. They didn't take him with the last pick of the draft. Well, he would sign a three-year deal. Now you have him for 4 years, and you have him for 4 years at less than $4 million. This is the window of opportunity for the 49ers. This year, next year, and probably after that. So they got a three-year window because then Brock Purdy is going to go, I think I need to be paid. What if you do this if you're the Niners? Let's say you see Brock Purdy play this year, play well, and maybe you Now, Jalen Hurts, they're not the same kind of player, but Jalen Hurts had that, you know, coming of age, coming out party. You know, he's going to get paid. Brock, are you going to pay Brock Purdy $50 million a year? But let's say in 3 years, you say to him, or in 2 years, how about we give you five for 150, 5 years, 150. So we're going to give you, instead of making a little over $1 million in that last year, we're going to give you $30 million. And then you give him a nice signing bonus, because your window of opportunity is usually predicated on your quarterback and how much he makes. Look at teams down through the years. That ability, you know, what Seattle did with Russ, Patriots did with Brady, having that ability to cash in, literally, on a quarterback who doesn't make money, and you can spread that out. And the 49ers have that. I mean, that's where you can get Christian McCaffrey. You can keep Deebo Samuel. You can re-sign Bosa. You know, George Kittle. And they do have money under the salary cap. This is it. You got a 2 or 3 year window if you're San Francisco. Does Dallas have that same 2 or 3 year window? Because Dak got paid. You're going to have to pay Micah. How much is Micah Parsons going to get? If, you know, can I restructure Dak? And then what's, you know, Micah Parsons is going to make $30 million a year. So the window of opportunity, Philadelphia had to pay Jalen Hurts. Now, can you keep some of those other players, the offensive and defensive line? You know, for San Francisco, you have it. You have it. You have an advantage over everybody right now. But you have to take advantage of it, because that window doesn't last long. Yeah, Paulie.
They were talking about how little Brock Purdy makes, not compared to the average American, compared to a quarterback. He's making like just over $900,000 this year. He rooms with one of his linemen.
Yeah.
He has a roommate in San Francisco.
I thought that was funny when Al goes, and this is how much he makes, and he's got a roommate. Like, okay.
Micah Parsons is making $2.5 million this year. What a bargain. He'll make 2.5 next year, and then the fifth-year option, that's the team option. You know, they could keep him through 2025. I smell holdout.
They won't let him get there.
Yeah.
No, not with Jerry.
The season he's having?
Yes, yes. But if you're looking at most valuable, if you factor in money, which you should, I mean, Mahomes is getting paid $50 million. Now, he's going to maybe get you to another Super Bowl or two. But Brock Purdy is making less than $1 million and might get you to a Super Bowl. Now, you're asking Mahomes to do more than Brock Purdy, and they're not in the same category, except for they play the same position. But when you factor in what Micah Parsons makes and Brock Purdy makes, now, Micah Parsons is elite. Brock Purdy's not. But as far as value goes, my quarterback makes $800,000, and that allows us to get all these other players. Micah Parsons, the best defensive player in the game, is making a little over $1 million this year. Man, that's value. Having a great player who I went back. I remember I argued this point when Big Poppy was making $5 million playing with the Red Sox, and A-Rod, I think, was making $30 million, and they were up for MVP. And I said, well, Big Poppy is more valuable because he's making $5 million. And if I factor that in with performance, then he's the MVP. A-Rod had better numbers, but you're paying for those better numbers. I don't know what I'm trying to say. Yes, Seton, what are we going to go with today?
So, yeah, we're going to go with that one about the NFC. But at what point, then, does it get awkward with Brock Purdy?
I would say after this year. If they go to the NFC title game, if they go to the Super Bowl, if he wins the Super Bowl, then you have to, I think, address it. The elephant is in the room, and you have to address that. But do you want to give Brock Purdy $40 or $50 million? Right? Brock Purdy could not lead. Like, if I put Brock Purdy on the Bears.
No. That's too extreme.
I wouldn't do that to him. But, like, Brock Purdy is the right quarterback for this team.
What if it's just like a 3-year extension or something like that, and you get a big bunch of money right up front?
Okay, let's say I gave him $90 million guaranteed.
Yeah.
3 years. And I did that after this season. Now, you don't have to do that.
Yeah, you don't have to. That's the thing that's weird. The 49ers don't have to do anything. They don't have to do a single thing until he starts grumbling a
little
bit.
But that's when you say, hey, we don't have to do this, but we want to do this. Here.
By the way, being like, you know, I don't make that much money. I have a roommate. Dude, you make more money than, like, almost everybody on the planet.
Let's take a break here. We're just getting started.
I mean, I have a roommate. That's how much little money I have. It's like $900,000.
We'll take a break. We have our poll question.
Groceries are expensive.
Thank you, Todd.
Bay Area is not cheap.
No.
You've seen real estate prices out
here. How about we take a break?
Doesn't go as far as Houston.
We're going to take a break.
Taxes in
here
California.
We go.
Cereal.
We have taken a break. Back with another week of football. DraftKings Sportsbook keeping us in on all the action. You're ready to go. New customers. Bet $5, get $200 instantly in bonus bets. Throw a fiver down this week, and you walk away an instant winner. All customers, take advantage of two new offers every game day this September. Football's more fun when you're in on all the action. Download the app now. Sign up with the promo code Patrick. New customers, throw down a fiver, get $200 instantly in bonus bets. Only on DraftKings Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner of the NFL. Make sure you use the promo code Patrick. Fritzy?
21 and over in most eligible states, but age varies by jurisdiction. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in New York. Call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY 467-369. Bonus issued as free bets. One early win token issued at opt-in. Moneyline bets only. Deposit and wagering restrictions apply. Eligibility and terms at DraftKings.com/football terms.
Thanks for listening to the Dan Patrick Show podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday morning, 9 until noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. And you can find us on the iHeartRadio app at FSR or stream us live on the Peacock app.
There's no distance too far for the perfect trip.
Hi, checking in for...
Or the perfect table.
Hey, where are you?
Coming!
And when you get access to Resi Priority Notify with your Amex Platinum card.
Hey, this looks amazing.
I'm so glad you made it.
And travel benefits at fine hotels and resorts booked through Amex Travel. It's worth the trip. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
All right, everybody. Game off. Let's pause here to talk more about Monopoly Go. I know what you're saying. Flag on the play. You've already talked about that. But there's just so much more good stuff in this game. In Monopoly Go, you can team up with friends for timed tournaments where you work together to build up each other's boards. The more you win together, the more awesome prizes you unlock.
And there's so much more to get. You can get unique stickers. You could trade with friends to compete albums for big prizes. There's cool new playing pieces to travel the boards with. I was always a battleship guy. You know, you get those pieces, like there was the hat, there was the shoe.
Oh, same.
There was the, I was always a battleship guy or the car. You know what, too, is funny about a battleship? It's one of the only Monopoly pieces that you find that's not just a household item.
Wow, you know I mean? Even thought about that.
Yeah, most people don't have a battleship at home, but you have a car, you have a hat, you have a shoe, you have all those things. Anyway, you could also get hilarious emojis for taunting friends when you smash their buildings or heist their vaults. That's always fun. Plus, Monopoly Go feels new and exciting every day with constantly changing tournaments and challenges. A ton include their own unique mini games like Digging for Treasure or a Robot Pachinko Machine. And there's always new timed events that will help you win big, like massive multipliers for everything you win or rent frenzies.
There's always something fun to discover in Monopoly Go. So get off the bench and go download it for free right now on Google Play or the App Store. Game on.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Yep, it's Boy Band Friday. Boy Band Friday. Marvin goes, give me your favorite boy band songs. And I go, oh, you make it sound like it's plural. I don't have boy band songs. I was never a boy band guy.
You're staying with that story, aren't you?
Yes, I am, Todd. I guess if there was a boy band, it would be the Beatles. Were they a boy band?
No, because boy band has to be like created by like a producer where they audition people. You know, the Beatles kind of grew up together.
How about the Monkees? Were they a boy band?
That's a TV TV. I see what you're saying.
Yes, Todd.
I think you have to have the cheesy dance moves involved, which those Monkees and Beatles didn't have cheesy dance moves. They just kind of sang. You need that extra thing with these young
Well,
kids.
My boy band selection, they didn't dance, but you're going to have to wait for it.
Okay.
Who picked this song, Todd?
That would be me.
Okay.
First Kids on the Block,
yeah.
Baby.
Yeah, that's a shocker. Yes, Marvin.
Every time Todd says something, I'm like, man, of course. The boy band, you have to be respected as an artist, and they're not.
Okay, the Jackson 5 boy band.
No.
No!
Here's my definition. Boy band has to be like it's built. It's built together like some producer, like Simon Cowell type guy says, I'm going to have auditions and put a five guys who've never met each other together, and we're going to make them all look a certain way, package them a certain
way. Wait, was Boys to Men built that way? I don't think so.
They weren't, but they were absolutely a boy band.
Yes.
Yeah. I'm with Seton.
And as a matter of fact, they're like extremely underappreciated / undercredited for starting that like next wave of obviously like New Kids on the Block was before them, but then so was New Edition and Menudo, right? Those were all boy bands. But Boys to Men started off that whole 90s craze of boy bands.
Genre.
Yeah, yeah.
The genre. Yeah, it's a boy band. They're called Boys to Men. It's a boy band. Yes, Marvin.
And I found out the same guy that created New Edition created New Kids on the Block.
Okay.
He was like, if I can make money with five black kids, what do you think I can do with five white kids?
That's a challenge, though. That's a challenge.
Well, maybe just the dancing part of it was the challenge.
He said, guys that can hold a tune and dance a little bit,
yeah.
I can make $1 billion instead of $1 million. Are you crazy?
But why didn't O-Town break? Why didn't they get up into that?
Weren't they making the band?
Yeah.
Ahead of their time, Dan.
Oh, is that what it was? O-Town.
O-Town is ahead of their time.
O-Town. O-Town. All right, we'll get some phone calls in here. 877-3DP-SHOW. There was if you stayed up till the end of the game last night, you got a treat. It was worth it. Because the post-game show, Captain Andrew Luck made his appearance. He had his Civil War uniform on, and the Twitter feed, you know, Captain Andrew Luck, is one of the best parody accounts that I've ever seen. And, you know, here they have Andrew Luck coming out there. He's coaching high school football in Palo Alto, and they get him to show up on set. And he had this big grin on his face. And he looked really, really happy.
Oh, I'm back.
So
we're glad to be here late. Past my bedtime. Everyone else is in bed and getting a full 8 hours.
All right. Paulie has a quiz for us. It's the how much does Daniel Jones make in comparison to Brock Purdy?
Right. Yeah. How much more does Daniel Jones of the Giants make than Brock Purdy this year? Purdy is making $900,000 this season. Total comp. Daniel Jones' total comp for the 2023 season is?
I'm going to say he's making $32 million more than Brock Purdy. Marvin?
I'm going to say $37
million. All right. Seton O'Connor?
$44 million more.
All right. Todd?
$31.5
million. All right.
Seton wins this one. He's making $45 million more than Brock Purdy.
All right. Well, you saw it last night. He was worth it.
Hello.
Wow.
Here is Daniel Jones on what went wrong last night.
Just didn't make enough plays. I think obviously it's a good defense going up against them, and credit to them, they played well. But we got to convert, you know, a couple of those opportunities. You know, when you play a good team like that, you got to be crisp, got to be clean, and we didn't do that.
Nick Bosa could have been pulled over for speeding last night. Like they should have put a speed limit sign that the lineman for the Giants. Man, was he gone. Backup tackle, and he was flying. He didn't care if they were going to run the football. It's like, I'm coming after you. Yes, Todd.
You can't say it, but wouldn't it be nice in, if Daniel Jones just said, you know what? The better team won. No matter what we were going to do, we were going to lose this game. We all knew that. They look at their team. Look at our team.
Yeah.
They won the game. We were down 60-0 after the first game and a half.
Yeah.
How are we winning this game?
Yeah. It would be refreshing if somebody just stated the obvious. Hey, I didn't have Saquon. Didn't have my left tackle. We're not that good.
We just didn't make some plays.
Yeah.
Really? I can't throw it and catch it, too. Just flailing at anything.
It wasn't like there was one or two plays that oh, my God, if that went the other way.
That third and six in the second quarter once we didn't.
Although they should have picked off Brock Purdy.
Daniel, it was 30-12 was the final score. So what was the few plays that made the 18 points?
Here's Brock Purdy, the Niners quarterback.
Obviously, you want to win every game. But, you know, we have a high standard. We have a standard that, you know, we want to be the best versions of ourselves, and you know, so for us it's sort of like, yeah, we win the game, which is most important, which is great, but there's stuff out there that we can, you know, clean up and be better at. So that's the standard that, you know, we have here, and you know, we have what, 14 more games to do that, you know, to be the best versions of ourselves and clean things up. So we're gonna take it one day at a time, and but it's huge for us to be, you know, 3-0 and have momentum.
Alrighty. I'm a doubter. If Dion said, do you believe? I would say no. I believe-ish in Brock Purdy. But I just don't know. I don't know. Yes, Marv.
Do you believe?
I believe-ish. It's a great story.
The Niners are good no matter who their quarterback is. For the past 5 years,
yeah,
as a Niners fan, there's been questions about the quarterback. I'm like, eh, we'll go to the Super Bowl regardless.
All I want to know is, game on the line, can you be the guy? And that's what it comes down to. All of these games, how many games come down to a one-possession game? Can your guy do something better than the other guy? And that's what I'm going to want to see with Brock Purdy. Can you be that guy? And maybe he's not in that situation very often because this is a really good team. But there will be a moment or two this year where you go, he did it, or he didn't. Lucas in Texas leads us off this morning. Good morning, Luke. What's on your mind?
Good morning, Dan. Two quick things for you this lovely day. First off, need some recommendations. I'm about to travel to
Luke, you got a bad connection here. Bad connection.
Not like the Thursday night football game. Yeah, well, oh, come on.
No.
What are you doing?
I hope you guys didn't order anything from Amazon because it's probably not showing up on time.
Not showing up at all.
Yeah. It's going to have, like, the box is going to be crushed there. Yeah, Paulie.
I think we're doing them a favor by talking about it. I think maybe they'll relook at it. Maybe mic things differently or deliver it differently. Who knows?
But they have to know this.
But sometimes people are scared to tell the boss. In certain things. I'm not talking about Jeff Bezos, but, you know, whoever's overseeing the football coverage, it seems benign, the audio.
Yeah, but they had issues last year. Buddha in San Francisco. Hi, Buddha.
Nobody. Epic Meat Friday lineup, boys. DP, if only Jenny Batchy could see your King Hawaiian buns today, babe. Dan, I'm channeling my inner Fritzy here, and with all the Krappensburg State talk this week, which, you know, had me going at moments this week, I'm just picturing you're at a stoplight, you look in front of you, bumper sticker says Krappensburg State, ... the whiff.
All right. And, thank you, Buddha. Well, we were also thinking, could you do a bumper sticker, my son goes to Krappensburg State, or my son's an honor student. At a, you know, proud parent, my son or daughter goes to Krappensburg State. Blame Seton for this. He's the one that came up with, you know, oh, yeah, Georgia is going to play Krappensburg State.
My child made the dean's list at Krappensburg State. They're going to be all over. We're going to sell a gajillion of those stickers, and people are going to see them and be like, Krappensburg State?
That would be great. Bumper stickers.
Because I love seeing those stickers, like where you, it's like, damn, like, you know, Cornell and then Harvard or whatever, and you're like, and you just start adding up the tuition, and you're like, dang, dude, those people are spending some money. And then right underneath that, somebody with a sense of humor will have Krappensburg State.
Andrew in Washington. Welcome back, Andrew. What's on your mind?
Good morning, guys. Happy King's Hawaiian Meat Friday. I just had a question and then a stat of the day. So
Looking at the Giants and all the moves they made in the offseason and Saquon Barkley, Brian Daboll, Daniel Jones, of those three, which one is cut, released, or fired first, or traded? I don't see that that's going to be a combination that lasts that long. I think the luster's already off of it. I think it's like a one-year wonder where you get a new offensive coach come in and everybody doesn't know what they're going to do. Now everybody's prepared for him, and Saquon Barkley just seems to get hurt a lot.
Well, they don't have to bring Saquon back. They're locked into Danny Dimes for probably another 2 years. And you know, it's early. Dable's a good coach. He is. But, you know, they went in on Daniel Jones, and I would not have. Saquon, I would have brought him back, absolutely. But it's too early to say, you know, somebody's got to go on this team. They might win, three or four in a row at some point. What else do you have, Andrew?
Well, I've got a stat of the day if I can have some music.
Okay.
Stat of the day! Stat of the day! Stat of the day! Stat of the day! Here comes the stat of the day!
In the Braves' 10-3 win over the Nationals, Ronald Acuna Jr. scored his 140th run of the season, which is the first time an MLB player has scored 140 runs or more since Alex Rodriguez in 2007. That's your stat of the day.
Stat of the day! Stat of the day! Stat of the day! Stat of the day! Here comes the stat of the day!
Stat of the day brought to you by Panini America. Matt Olson hit his 53rd home run. Ronald Acuna Jr. III, his 140th run. And A-Rod had the record 143. But, you know, these are the grinded out days in baseball. And, the Braves are still doing that. The fact that Olsen has 53 home runs, it's wild. Like, you just go, oh, yeah, they got somebody to take over for Freddie Freeman. They got him from Oakland. And you immediately go, oh, okay. Yeah, he's from the area. 39 home runs, I think, is his high. He seems like a nice player. And then all of a sudden, it's like, he's a really nice player. Yes, Marv?
It's crazy that we don't know who Matt Olson is, or the majority of people don't know,
yeah,
because he's a Brave. And when I was a kid, the Braves were on the Superstation on TBS. Dinner and a movie on TBS, followed by the Braves game. Those guys were stars. Fred McGriff and Chipper Jones.
Dale Murphy and Bob Horner.
Okay.
Yes.
Well, I was talking about the 90s, but yes, those two.
But those were the first stars.
Like, I knew who Mark Wohlers was.
Yeah. Yeah.
And Ryan Klesko.
Yeah. 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 Good for you. Bloop, bloop, bloop.
Yeah.
Yeah, Paul.
He's right. Those Brave teams, you had a lot of access nationally to a team in the afternoon. They played those afternoon games. There's nothing on. Cubs had that for a while with WGN, that you could see the Cubs anywhere. Even though they stunk, people knew the Cubs.
Yeah, and that's why you have fan bases all over the country with Braves and the Cubs, certainly with the Braves, because you could watch all their games. And it's interesting that you bring that up. I was talking about Ted Turner, and Ted Turner was so far ahead of his time. I mean, he was a unique guy, and he won the America's Cup. You know, he was captain, courageous. I think they have all of the America's Cups at the headquarters in New York, except for Ted's. Like, I don't think they wanted Ted Turner's America's Cup win there. That, you know, he went against form. You know, he wasn't, James Lipper III. Yeah. He was Ted Turner. Yeah, I might have a pop while I'm out there with my yacht. Unique guy. I remember him telling me one time, he didn't know my name, but he was like, oh, when I worked at CNN, he goes, everything I got on, I didn't pay for. And I was going to say, yeah, I wouldn't pay for that either. But, you know, he'd show up in his bathrobe late at night while I was doing headline sports. He'd be giving a tour at 1 a.m. with his bathrobe on and his slippers and be like, oh, and he didn't know my name, but he'd just like, yeah, you know. They're doing making TV in there. Hi Ted, how are you? Aw. Man, did he have companionship though? He always had friends. He had a gorgeous helicopter pilot. Like that. I mean, that's when you're like, whoa, all right. Like I got girlfriends. How old is Ted, Paulie?
I got him at 84 years old.
Yeah.
He's born in Cincinnati.
I don't remember. His dad started a billboard business.
Did you guys know each other?
No, we didn't, because he's 84.
Okay.
Yeah. I did know one of his girlfriends.
His dad was a billboard magnate.
Yes.
Great, though.
Made his money. Yeah. I did know one of his girlfriends. Lovely woman. And but when I saw the helicopter pilot, this blonde gets out. I think she's a passenger. She was the pilot. I went, damn, good for you, Ted. And he bought like thousands and thousands of acres of land out west. Buffalo. I mean, really unique man. Yes, yes.
He. I once read a thing about him buying all of that land out west, and his dream, or like what he was trying to accomplish, was to be able to ride his horse from the Canadian border to the Mexican border without ever leaving his property.
His net worth is at $2.5 billion, but it
that's an old estimate. I'm looking at it.
Oh, is it?
Yeah.
Okay.
I'm going to check.
Okay. Yeah, Ted Turner.
What a run.
I think he managed for one game, or he tried to. The fact that he had a pitcher, Andy Messersmith, that he got in free agency, I think, and he had him put Channel as his last name, and Channel 17. So his number was 17, and he had his pitcher put his name Channel, I think, on the back, and it was Channel 17, which was TBS. Man. All right, let's take a break. Phone call's coming up, and our play of the day is up next. What's your favorite childhood memory? And was it caught on film, videotape, pictures? Hopefully it was, but hopefully you'll listen to me to make sure that your kids are able to watch your favorite childhood memories. LegacyBox.com/Patrick. Go there now and enjoy 40% off when you get started. The process is really easy. You send in your legacy box. It's filled with the VHS tapes, camcorder tapes, pictures. They will professionally digitize everything by hand here in the United States. Then you're going to get it back on the cloud or a thumb drive along with the originals. And they can digitize over 15 different types of analog media. So VHS tapes, the 8mm film reels, photo negatives. They've been in business for a decade. They've helped over 1 million families relive those great days, childhood memories, wedding days, first steps for a child. LegacyBox.com/Patrick. Go there and save 40%. You buy today, send in the box when you're ready. LegacyBox.com/Patrick. And remember, get 40% off. Thanks for listening to the Dan Patrick Show podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday morning, 9 until noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. And you can find us on the iHeartRadio app at FSR or stream us live on the Peacock app.
Hey, what's up, everybody? It's me, 3-time Pro Bowler LeVar Arrington, and I couldn't be more excited to announce a podcast called Up On Game. What is Up On Game, you ask? Along with my fellow Pro Bowler, TJ Houshmandzadeh, and Super Bowl champion, yep, that's right, Plexico Burress. You can only name a show with that type of talent on it, Up On Game. We're going to be sharing our real-life experiences loaded with teachable moments. Listen to Up On Game with me, LeVar Arrington, TJ Houshmandzadeh, and Plexico Burress on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts from.
There are some things that are too good to keep a secret. Like how your Amex Platinum card helps you have the perfect trip. I'd like to check into the Centurion Lounge. Or how it seems like you always get those hard-to-snag tables.
Ooh, yum.
And how you get the most out of select can't-miss events. With access to the Centurion Lounge, Resi Priority Notify, and Amex card member benefits at select events, you'll have to share. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
All right, everybody, game off. Let's pause here to talk more about Monopoly Go. I know what you're saying. Flag on the play. You've already talked about that. But there's just so much more good stuff in this game. In Monopoly Go, you can team up with friends for timed tournaments where you work together to build up each other's boards. The more you win together, the more awesome prizes you unlock.
And there's so much more to get. You can get unique stickers. You could trade with friends to compete albums for big prizes. There's cool new playing pieces to travel the boards with. I was always a battleship guy. You know, you get those pieces, like there was the hat, there was the shoe.
Oh, same.
There was the, I was always a battleship guy or the car. You know what, too, is funny about a battleship? It's one of the only Monopoly pieces that you find that's not just a household item.
Wow, you know, I mean, even thought about that.
Yeah, most people don't have a battleship at home, but you have a car, you have a hat, you have a shoe, you have all those things. Anyway, you could also get hilarious emojis for taunting friends when you smash their buildings or heist their vaults. That's always fun. Plus, Monopoly Go feels new and exciting every day with constantly changing tournaments and challenges. A ton include their own unique mini games like digging for treasure or a robot Pachinko machine. And there's always new timed events that will help you win big, like massive multipliers for everything you win or rent frenzies.
There's always something fun to discover in Monopoly Go. So get off the bench and go download it for free right now on Google Play or the App Store. Game on.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Phone calls. Mo in Arizona. Hi, Mo. Welcome back.
Thank you, Dan. Good morning, guys. Man, the whole question, man, the Niners look really good, man. It seems like it doesn't matter who you put in there, even without Ayuk last night. It looked good. Not so good in the beginning, but, man, Purdy's the truth. You guys better start believing.
Okay.
So, as far as Krappensburg State, I don't know if anybody's brought this one up, but the Deuces?
Yeah, we brought that up, but thank you, Mo. Yeah, I'm going to hear from Niner fans that you didn't believe. All right. Yeah, I believe-ish. It's a great story. I was thinking about this last night when I'm watching the game. Andy Staples, great college football reporter, was with us yesterday. And he brought up something really interesting. And he was talking about Justin Fields at Ohio State, where you don't have to throw your receivers open at Ohio State. They're open. And then in the pros, certainly with a team like the Bears, you have to throw your receivers open. And Brock Purdy with the Niners, with McCaffrey and Debo and Ayuk and George Kittle, he has more of a luxury. But when he was at Iowa State, he didn't have the luxury that Justin Fields had at Ohio State with those great wide receivers. He had to make those great throws. And I think you're seeing the difference of, when I'm at Ohio State and I got these receivers, just like Alabama, I can just put it wherever I want to. They'll grab it. With Iowa State, you didn't have that luxury. You really had to be able to pinpoint your passes. And I think that you're seeing Brock Purdy make that transition a lot easier than Justin Fields. Yeah, Paul?
I'm looking back at some reviews of Tua before he went in the draft, and that was the same, not criticism, but question mark. How many easy games did he have? How many times did he throw to a receiver who's 10 yards wide of a defensive back?
A.J. McCarron, former Alabama quarterback, will join us on Monday. And I'll talk to him about that. That was the knock with Alabama quarterbacks. Anybody can quarterback. And then all of a sudden, they started to get really good passers to go along with really good receivers. Darren in California. Good morning, Darren. What's on your mind?
How you doing, Dan? Love your show. And
turn down your radio.
I got to turn it off. There we go. I got a unique name for your Krappensburg State.
Okay.
And I don't think it's been taken by any other school, so it's kind of unique.
Okay.
And we could call them the Prairie Dogs. And anyway.
I see where he's going with that.
All right.
I got you, Darren.
All right, Darren.
I got you.
Seton's on your wavelength. The Prairie Dogs of Krappensburg State.
I see where you're going.
Yeah. Hey, order your T-shirt now. I mean, I don't know how long the supply lasts.
The Dukes of Krappensburg State.
Yes, absolutely. Jesse in Kansas. Hi, Jess.
Hi. First time, long time, 6'3", 205. And a young 26, old school. 27 on Sunday. Happy birthday, McLovin. I know it's your least favorite tradition, so I'm going to keep that going. Real quick, what I'm just calling about is the boy band thing. You know, Paulie is pretty right about the whole producer kind of like finding boy bands and putting them all together. That's really an 80s and 90s thing. But the Beatles, my favorite band of all time, definitely early boy band. Really boy bands, you know, pop music that's sung by young males, really catered to the young female generation. You know, with songs like Can't Buy Me Love and I Wanted to Hold Your Hand, those are definitely boy band songs. Jackson 5 is definitely boy band too. The only thing that's so great about the Beatles, only band of all time to be a boy band and then become the greatest boy band of all time.
All right. Thank you, Jess.
I mean, is there anything the Beatles didn't create? I don't think so.
I mean, well, the Beatles really did it first.
Hmm. 1 hour in the books on this Meat Friday.
Overrated.
Whoa, no. Don't even do that, Todd. Take that back.
Nope.
One more item. We close that hour one. Tire Rack is here to help you when you need help. Maybe not now. Maybe not next week. Maybe not next month. But when you have an issue with tires, always remember TireRack.com/Dan. Tell them what you drive. And if you're not sure where to begin, they have the easy-to-use tire decision guide. You get a personalized tire recommendation in about 2 minutes. The right tires for how and what and where you drive. They sell only the best tires. Full lineup of BF Goodrich tires right now. You go to the website, they will ship it fast and free to you, or they have over 10,000 recommended installers. Also, mobile tire installation is available in a lot of areas. What a convenience. That means they bring the tires to you at your home or office and install them on site. Usually takes about 45 minutes. Go to TireRack.com/Dan. You'll see the entire lineup of BF Goodrich tires, the test results, special offers that they have for you. TireRack.com/Dan. And remember, TireRack.com is the way tire buying should be.
This is it. We've got an Amex Platinum Pro on our hands, ladies and gentlemen. We haven't seen anyone relax like this before in the Centurion Lounge. Is he connecting to complimentary Wi-Fi? Oh, my. Look at that. He is. And you will not believe where he's going next. The Amex dedicated card member entrance for the win. Unbelievable.
When you get travel perks with Amex Platinum, you're part of the action. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
It's Freddie Prinze Jr. and Jeff Dye back in the ring. Wrestling with Freddie makes its triumphant return for an electrifying fourth season. Hey, Jeff, are you ready to rumble our way into an all-new season of Wrestling with Freddie?
You better believe I have. I've been practicing my body slams, and I'm jacked.
All right, don't go injuring yourself now. We'll be highlighting the best stories and matches of the week in wrestling from AEW, WWE, and have one-on-one talks with the best talents in the world of pro wrestling.
Listen to Wrestling with Freddie on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.